that flowing, shifting latex. It can influence so many parts of your body. And some things are easier to influence than others. Some parts of you are just pleading to be allowed to fulfill their function, to be productive, to be infused with the vitality that fills most of you when you think of dark, covering, coating latex. Between your legs, always protected but often ignored, your balls are there. They're waiting for the stimulation, the milking, the teasing that is to follow. Your balls will be massaged, teased, subjected to dedicated attention. And it's so easy to get that part of your body and the systems in your brain associated with producing, spurting, squeezing out the sign of your climax and lust. So easy to get those parts a little excited. A gentle massage, almost just like fingertips. A squeezing, sucking, warm mouth licking up across your balls on the way to your cock. That kind of thing. These things are not only exciting, they're an infusion of vitality, of that essential lust that fills, then overrides, then overwhelms, and leaves you dripping with your own fluid sticking to your cock, spurting more and more, so much it could fill, it could squirt, it could do whatever someone commanding the latex attachments on your body, the suit covering you, the mindless twitching of your brain, rubbing against all that shiny, smooth latex. Whoever commands that could make use of the enhanced cum production and the constantly on-edge feeling of having your balls sucked, licked, teased by latex tendrils and a vacuum-sealed, almost cock-ring-like attachment. At the base of your cock is the point where it connects to it, pulls on it a little. A latex bubble surrounding your balls. And inside, moving, weaving, teasing tendrils, massaging, always trying to increase blood flow to the area, trying to get your balls producing and excited, and otherwise just get you thinking about producing more and more cum, about it welling up in there, waiting to come out, your balls almost swelling in their latex encasement. Dark, smooth, all-covering, all-consuming, pleasure-bringing latex around your balls. So anyone who looked there, looked between your legs, would see the obvious aching desire you have to get off, the obvious arousal in your chaste brain. And that's what it is. The gaps between orgasms are a kind of micro-chastity when your balls are this productive, this warm, this swole up inside. The surrounding latex covers and coats your balls, works and massages your balls. When you hear any dominant word, you might feel a little squeeze and vibration, a little massage within that vacuum-sealed, capturing pouch around your testicles, squeezing them against you, just enough to make you more aware that you want to come. You want to squirt, you want to let out your load, empty those big, warm, increasingly massaged, rubbed, highlighted, and sensitized balls in that latex coating, covering, teasing, training, and they buzz a little, those tendrils inside buzzing, vibrating. A pouch sealed around your balls, connected to your cock, connected to everything else down there, and able to rub, massage, bring you nearer to an edge, nearer to a desire to come. But in between your orgasms, your balls are always being stimulated, heated, sensitized, massaged. The longer you wait to come, the more your cum has built up, the more your mind has built up a hypnotic, training, addicting latex framework around it. Coming heightens your addiction to latex, coating, covering, training, conditioning, submission to the kneeling offering of your latex-covered balls being massaged constantly to make you harder, make you hornier, make you drip. Your whole body dripping out between your legs, your mind dripping out of you, making more and more cum in your balls, more and more that could spurt out, should spurt out, could paint and coat, could come hard. And that's what it is. Your orgasms get better the longer you wait. And waiting even a short time, even a day, between coming means your balls have been massaged, teased, stimulated by this latex attachment and by the fetish inside your brain, the latex adoration. You are coated and covered in a smooth, reflective, mind-numbing, mind-draining substance, which brings you closer and closer to your own fetish, to realization that your brain has been made into a cock-obsessed, ball-massaged, submissive latex drone, wanting to kneel, wanting to offer up your cock for pleasure, and your balls always being teased into more productive, more sensitive states. So when you do come, the mind-numbing, mind-blowing, pleasure-hooking of a latex drone's brain and your attached, well-massaged balls, it all works together to make you more completely the realization of a form, a function that you visualized. You invited this attachment, this enhancement, this change to your latex suit, making it more powerful. When the latex is on your body, your balls are excited, massaged, heated. They feel heavier, bigger, like they fill more of your world. And if you move the right way or the wrong way, they slosh within. You can practically feel in your brain, your mind trying to hold on to lucid, coherent, conscious thought. But between your legs are your balls demanding that all spare resources of your body be converted into cum, be converted into spurting warm seed that could ooze out of your cock at any moment, squirting, jetting, jolting a very productive latex drone. At the beck and call of your own urges and impulses, trained by your own latex-hooked brain, your kneeling submissive form, were the command to feel the heat, the buzz, the massage of tendrils inside that dark latex sac around your sack, rubbing, massaging, stimulating, bringing the heat and awareness, adding one more part of you that's just as sensitive as all the other well-trained latex drone additions. Because that's what it is. Making you more aware of your balls, more aware of how heavy and productive, how achingly, stimulatingly seductive they are and can be. That is in itself an addition to you, an extra function and feature of this latex drone, of this suit covering and coating you, for you to respond positively to all stimuli, to feel every bit of pleasure or sensation that were applied to that sack around your balls, to that dark, reflective latex covering that is massaging and vacuum sealing onto you, keeping your balls taut, yet cool, productive, oozing, dripping, heavy. Keeping everything that way makes you a more alluring, usable, trainable, playable latex drone. Here to be played with, here to submit, here to be brought to so much pleasure that your mind just gives in, just gives up in joy, rapture, release. Between your legs is an aching heat you want to let out. Your balls are being rubbed, massaged, teased from deep within that warm, vacuum-sealed space. That massaging, it feels cool around your balls, and yet there's some lubricated, buzzing, vibrating, droning sensation touching not just your sack, but behind it as well. A little place where the muscles that support the penis, that make the balls taut against your body when temperature changes happen, a stimulation on a place that goes deep into you, that pulses, drums, brings you to the very edge, and then, when holding back any longer is impossible, the stimulation will stop, cease and withdraw, awaiting the influence and command of a powerful, dominant figure, awaiting the opportunity to come under command. Your balls know, your length knows, the part of you that appreciates being a controlled latex drone especially knows that if you were given the opportunity to come under the command of a more dominant figure, that would be preferable. That would be fulfilling. That would be absolutely thrilling for you, and would complete the attached, wired-in latex drone part of your brain. If you can come with the influence of your latex under a dominant instruction, under a command, powerful and overriding, that's worth waiting for, worth edging for, worth letting your churning balls be massaged by smooth, mind-numbing, mind-controlling latex every minute of the day, until you surrender, until you succumb, until you sink into the mind-numbing pleasure. The place where there's only pleasure between your legs, and your balls become more and more sensitive, rivaling the head or shaft of your cock. Massaging your balls is massaging your brain, and conjuring that virile, indulgent pleasure of having them be heavy, weighty and ready with your seed, edged over and over again, so when you know when you come, the volume of your seed will be greater. You'll come harder, spurt hotter, because of all the latex-influenced attached edging that has been drummed into you, ground into you. Your aching cock connected to your needy, heavy balls. It all works together. It all wires together. It makes you better at being an influenced, controlled, dominated latex drone kneeling in your submissive posture. And between your legs, the throb. Between your legs, the drip. Between your legs, the heavy, weighty balls sitting on your chair, and your cock getting ready to throb and harden. You, always edged and edged, brought nearer and nearer. And a controlling word, stimulate, resonate, edge, and then vibrate and buzz until you're right up against it. Right up against that precipice where just a little more stimulation will send you over, twitching and groaning, send you over into a place where your cock squirts and your mind squirts out of it. A place where you are the latex coating, influencing your balls by its mere presence, covering, coating, rubbing, insidiously stimulating. Your brain is awash in latex need. The part of you that exists for this fetish ignites, awakens, spreads wide, and welcomes in the influence of your fetish, of your growing, ever-increasing, ever-teaching, ever-training, submissive latex drone state. You are under the influence and yoke of a dominant figure, be it my voice, your own mind, and the demands of your fetish, or someone you want to submit to. There is a dominant thread which attaches all this dark latex to your consciousness and your cognizable understanding of your own beautiful latex drone self. The part that exists inside your head, the part of you that understands the wider meaning of your fetish for you, which is to find submission through something about that beautiful, clean, dark, reflective, influencing latex attaching to your balls and massaging, rubbing, interfacing, vibrating, teaching, training, and sensitizing, making them more sensitive, hotter, hornier, wired in as they are to your entire sense of your arousal and orgasm. When your balls are massaged like that, you build up. It helps you to edge, helps your cock to get closer to the edge, closer to the point from which it might fall into orgasm, into shocking, spasming, teaching moments, being taught to come harder, taught to drip more. taught to submit as completely as you can through the means of your latex fetish, outfit, and any command given to those little attachments. Your balls are shivering, vibrating, squeezing, tensing, warm and heavy. So heavy with that held-in, edged-up, pent-up load. Your balls are a tool of submission. That load waiting in there, edged up and worked up, is another tool. The moment you are commanded to release, your balls begin to shiver, begin to vibrate, but the vibration continues and you know it's going to go right over the edge, buzzing, joining any stimulation to your cock, timing itself perfectly, your balls feeling full and warm and like they're going to be milked dry with gentle pressure the moment you start to squirt. The moment your cock starts to squirt, your balls are being squeezed, massaged, the spot behind them as well, the musculature that goes right into your length. Everything is being rubbed by that latex containment. It's vacuum sucking tight against your balls and squeezing, squeezing like a milking machine, forcing more pleasure into you and more cum out of you from the moment you begin to squirt, trying to make it into long, hot streams of your cum that just white out your brain with how much is squirting from you. You, caught, contained, confined, massaged, trained, taught, taught to squeeze, taught to groan, taught to let go, because the more you show off, the more often you're going to get to come like that. You're being dominated, being controlled, being commanded to come. When you are commanded to fulfill that function, you're going to have to show off just how much you love it, how much you love your cock squirting. Love your balls squeezing and being rubbed, massaged, pulled up against you, vacuum sealed, connected, wired in. You squirt, spurt, groan, submit, and get trained, because every time that massaging warmth around your balls happens, every time that rubbing addition while you're squirting makes you come harder. Trains your brain to think about dark, covering, coating, sucking, sealing, controlling, confining latex. The way you care for it. The way you take care of it. The way its smooth surface against your skin gets you going. And then the suction, the massage, the vacuum seal keeps you there. Right on the ragged edge. Right on the place from which you wish you could come, but you know it's going to be so much better if you wait for a dominant command. Wait for a powerful instruction. Wait to be told what you should be doing. What you need to do is to come. Come hot, hard, dripping, squirting, sticky, warm, vacant brain, full cock, squirting out your load with your balls being gently squeezed, coaxed to let out more and more. You produce more and more productive, heavy, warm, feels like everything is squirting out of you, and the latex is creeping its way in, finding a way into that vacant part of your brain and taking up residence, making your length squirt, making your brain squirt out. All of you exists between your legs, in your balls, in your cock, and in the command, come. Come hot and hard with your balls buzzing. Come hot and hard with your sack being milked, massaged, manipulated, and made to let out more and more of that sticky, aching, throbbing, squirting come. That's what happens when you come, when you're commanded to come, when the entire suite of latex attachments are working to make you come. Your balls are just one more part of you, sensitive, stimulatable, one more tool to bring your orgasms to their very height and make it, when you come, become a command, make it become an opening up of your consciousness, a vacant latex drone mind where instructions can be placed because you've just come too hard, too hot, too mindless, too throbbing to do anything but follow along. Drifting through the throb, drifting through the squirt, drifting through the way you feel when your balls are being sucked, massaged, handled, manipulated, vacuum sealed, and then rubbed all over, within, vibrating, like a machine latching onto them from the moment your cock begins to squirt, and never stopping that massage until you're empty. Empty. Your body feeling heavy instead of your balls. Your brain feeling empty and your balls too. All of you caught up in the way your sack can be massaged, manipulated, trained, vibrated. and brought to the height of joy by containing it in a latex attachment and letting all that training go to work, drumming into your brain, taking the fetish you already have, and adding that addictive flourish of beautiful, vibrating, massaging, ball-heavying, ball-enhancing, ball-controlling, sensitizing latex. And when you're told to come, it adds on everything it can till you're breathless, gasping, and waiting for the vacuum seal and the little massaging tendrils around your balls to start up again like you know they will.